Hi, this is Heaton Shaw.
And this is Sally Efty. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about culture.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Company culture, startup culture. What is it? How do you intentionally design it? How can you be more aware of what it is? And lots of other goodies. The reason why we want to talk about this is that, Heaton, you just recently secretly announced to kind of more of an inner circle that you're going to start a culture newsletter, right? You have a really popular, super famous, and very, very valuable SaaS newsletter where once a week you send out the most valuable links around SaaS topics to people, and I'm a subscriber, and I love that newsletter. And now you're going to do the same thing all around the topic of culture. And I thought that was both awesome and fascinating, and probably more than good enough of a reason for us to talk about this. But before we jump into the episode, for people that are instantly like, yes, culture, I want to learn more about it, I want to become better at it, I want Heaton's curated links around this topic, just for our listeners, where can they subscribe to this?
Yeah, if you go to bit.ly/culturegood, CulturegoOod, you'll be able to get early access. It's just a type form, and we do ask some questions about your culture. It's pretty short, but that's the early access link. What I actually did is I shared it by telling a quick kind of story about why I care about culture in my newsletter. That newsletter is up to about, it's over 10,000 emails. It's quite a bit over. And so I sent it to that. And then I actually, you know, I'm sure our listeners will find this curious. I hadn't played with Facebook's notes functionality, but it's like their blogging or writing platform on Facebook. So it was a great opportunity to just copy and paste it, because it wasn't, I didn't think my message was blog post worthy, but I thought it was, you know, personable, right? Because I wrote a lot about like why I cared about culture, which is basically I'm obsessed with it. And company culture specifically. And so I just put it on there. And it turns out that Facebook does like those notes. And the cool thing is when you go see my post, it's like a really slick, like built into Facebook, like blog. And it looks, and it's like really quick and efficient to like read it. And so anyways, I experimented with that. So I did it in my newsletter, which goes out on Monday morning. And then I did it on Facebook. And you know, there's hundreds of people on the list now. Yeah, I'm looking forward to launching this. This is also just, again, the listeners love stuff like this, but if there was only 10 people, I probably wouldn't be doing this at all, right? But it turns out that this is a topic a lot of people care about. I've done some research with my business partner and a few other people that I'm working with on this, and we knew it was a big topic. We just didn't know if one central place about company culture would make sense. And it turns out there isn't a place we've been able to find, but yet companies are putting out content talking about their culture, and I'm joking about this, but the ping pong tables in the office,